was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM and streaming on the web at KCNR1460.com. We're guest hosting today. We host a show on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 where we talk about all things real estate and anything else that tickles our fancy. And we're happy to be here. Hopefully Linda's feeling a little bit better and getting over her pneumonia, I guess.
Yes, she's, I guess it kind of went away and then it kind of came back, her pneumonia. So, Carl canceled his trip and staying home to take care of her.
What a honey
sweet
dripper.
Husband.
Oh, yeah, what a honey dripper.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're happy to be here. I'm getting advice, from Ruth specifically to not be quite as angry. So I'll try not to be, but I'm a little bit sad today, Ruth. As I drove in on Deschutes, I saw somebody's poor old, dead lab. Someone hit their Labrador.
Oh my gosh. And I don't like to hear that.
I know. It just kind of started my Friday off on the wrong note because I've been there. Oh, it's just a sad thing. Anyhow, we're going to talk about some politics today and unfortunately something that does make me quite mad. We'll see what people think about it. And first off, let me start off by going and giving you the detailed forecast. So today it's going to be mostly sunny with the high near 85, calm winds becoming south this afternoon. So another beautiful day in paradise tonight. Pretty much the same thing. A little bit of clouds, 53 degrees, light wind. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 84 and sunny, same thing. Repeat, same message, high near 84. So it looks like we're going to have another gorgeous week as I'm reading out here. It gets a little cooler next week, high in the 70s Tuesday. Slight chance of showers out then if you go out that far, and a slight chance of showers next Wednesday as well. So there's a stool right here, Ruth.
Okay.
Take a pill. So anyhow, we need to go ahead and I guess now get to the Wells Fargo Market Minute brought to you obviously by Wells Fargo. And this morning we have Chris Lasondak out there. Are you there, Chris?
Good morning, Chris.
Yes, I am, Kurt. Good morning, Kurt. Good morning, Ruth. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 99 points at 16,070. The S&P 500 off 4 points at 1829, while the NASDAQ Composite's giving up 23 points at 4,030. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 146 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 22 cents at 1590, J.P. Morgan Chase down $1.78 at 55.62, General Electric's down 7 cents at 22.50, while Rite Aid's up 14 cents at $7.08. Of local interest, Safeway down 8 cents at 37.76, Costco's down 16 cents at 111.92, Reading Bank of Commerce down 7 cents at 6.54, and Harley-Davidson off a dime at 66.53. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.61%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's up 29 cents a barrel at 102.67, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up 3 cents an ounce at 13.1845, while silver's down 4 cents at 19.96. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate that. And for those of you market watchers, there's your fix. So.
And I have to say, because I talk to these folks at Wells Fargo all the time, and I love Wells Fargo's. And I know Carl talks about them every day, but they are the people to go to for any kind of retirement or estate planning. They've got it all. So
they're a wonderful big bank. One of the best managers. I was talking about that yesterday. I'm distracted by that, Ruth. I'm just telling you right now, it's throwing me off. For those of you who don't listen every week, we argue a little bit, and Ruth could get, you know, anyhow, the hippie side of me comes out once in a while, and Ruth can also push my buttons. So we argue a little bit. Don't be offended by it. She's used to me.
Robust discussions.
Yes, we have very robust discussions.
So today we have Spencer from Haven Humane. And we have Jelly Bean with us today.
Yes, this morning I brought Jelly Bean with me. Jelly Bean is a 3-year-old Jack Russell mix. And
very cute.
He is a cutie. That makes us feel a little bit better.
And he's smart.
He's about, I would say he's maybe 15 pounds at max. He's a tricolor, so he's got white, brown, and black on him. And what made me pick Jelly Bean out of all the dogs that we have at our shelter this morning is when you walk through first thing in the morning, all the dogs are right there at the front of their kennels barking like, hey, look at me, pet me, give me attention. Mm-hmm. Jelly Bean was just there, sitting there curled up on his bed like, eh. You know, I'll take some attention, but I'm not going to go and beg you for it.
He's nice and mellow. There's something to be said for a mellow little dog.
Yes, especially for Jack Russell. Jack Russells are known for, I mean, being little high-strung, yes, jumping, yappy little dogs.
Yeah.
And Jelly Bean, I've yet to hear one peep out of him yet this morning. And he's just super mellow.
He's just sitting there looking around, has no interest in, look at him, look at you like, okay, what do I need to do for you? Make you happy, you know?
Yeah, he's a very, very great little dog. And like I said, I can't say enough about how mellow he is.
How is he with kids? And have you seen him around kids?
With kids, we have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just mm-hmm. because he probably wouldn't tolerate, you know, a younger kid grabbing him by his tail and dragging him around.
Right.
Any idea how old he is?
We have Jelly Bean, we have him as 3 years old.
So he's still a little guy.
Yeah, he's still young. Little dog's life, their average is about 15 to 20, so he's still got plenty of years left on him. He came into us as a stray, and it's just sad that his owners have not come forward looking for him. So now we're going to try to find him a new forever home. We do have an outreach tomorrow at Turtle Bay. We're going to be there from 11 to 3, and unless Jelly Bean gets adopted today, he's going to be there with us tomorrow.
Yeah. He is, I got to tell you, you go into like Petco or something like that, and you see the animals, and they're all wired and jumping and barking, and they're wanting to be loved and that sort of thing. But he is so calm and just a sweet dog. And when you talk to him, he knows his name. He looks at you like, what's going on?
And I do know that I introduced him this morning to our office cats. He went in there, he smelled him, and he was like, yeah, you're a cat, I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah, didn't chase him or growl at him or anything at all. He does good with other dogs, it just depends on the dog. Some dogs he's just like, hey buddy, I don't like you, get away. But other dogs he's just like, hey, you want to be friends? Let's go play. So it all depends. If you have other dogs, it could work. We do require dog introductions with any of our dog adoptions currently own one, just to make sure you know they're going to get along, and we don't want anybody to get hurt breaking up a dog fight.
Well, yeah. And as the person with, I'll never forget when we brought home our female Doberman, she was a year. And so she wasn't quite a baby, and we had a year and a half old male puppy. And the woman, and she's a little more aggressive. He's a Scooby-Doo. He's the muscle and she's the brains. But the owner of the dog that had to get rid of it, which is why we got her, said, hey, he's going to go ahead and probably kick her around a little bit the first day. Just kind of let him get it out, and it'll be okay. And he told me that I don't know if you've heard the trick where you put bread in one dog's mouth and give it to the other dog.
I have not.
Yeah, if you take the bread from one dog, apparently it calms him down. Anyhow, our introduction process lasted 26 seconds because the male went over and said, hey, I think I'm going to be the boss, and she proceeded to whoop him. He fell over on the ground, wet himself a little bit, and this is a great big male, wet himself, and then jumped back and said, hey, I just want to be buddies. And from that moment on, those two have been interlocked. They go everywhere together. She immediately set the tone. They get along absolutely wonderfully. I mean, literally, they are never apart. However, we have two border collies, and they are mortal enemies. They will fight, and wow. So we have to keep them separated. So the idea of making sure the dogs get along, and not all dogs get along. The border collie gets along with the other dogs, but hates his border collie brother. So,
and I asked you about a couple years ago, you had a bird adoption, and I asked you about that, and you said that was successful, and that...
It was very successful. I don't know the exact number of the amount of birds that we did bring in, but every single one of them was placed in just a matter of a few days.
And to good homes.
And into great forever homes. None of them have ever been returned to us, because we always accept back our own animals, even if it's 20 years down the road.
Oh, good.
And so every single one of them is still placed into a forever home.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know that some of the listeners wanted to get an update on that.
Maybe after the break we'll talk a little bit. I'm curious as to the, I know Haven's taken on a great deal more responsibilities within the county, kind of taking over some of the responsibilities of getting some of the dogs that are loose and so on and so forth. But I've also had great success stories. Speaking of calm Jack Russells, and I'm just looking at this little dog just to get its ears rubbed. This would be for somebody looking for a dog that's just going to hang out with you. This is a jackpot.
Dog, yeah.
And he's the perfect size. He'd be great in an apartment or a house.
Yeah. He is mellow. He's just sitting there letting Savannah scratch his head. He's disinterested, but he's still attentive. He's a cute little dog. And we had taken our little Jack Russell, who was the opposite end of the pendulum from this dog, that would not calm down and drove the other dogs crazy to the point where the other dogs started fighting with each other. Anyhow, we brought him down to Haven Humane, and before I even left, somebody had already like, oh, help, I've got to have him. So, I mean, this is a great, and pretty rare for people to be able to get little dogs, isn't it?
We do get little dogs in frequently, but it's very rare to see little dogs that are this well-behaved. A lot of little dogs they're shaky, trembly, terrified little dogs, and so most little dogs don't do well with children. So to be rated for kids 8 and older, I mean, that's a pretty good age recommendation for a small dog.
Love it. He's digging what he's going on.
Yeah,
there.
I'm sad for somebody, because I think you're right. I think he's too well-behaved. He was somebody's happy dog, and I'll bet you they're missing him. So maybe if they're listening, they'll know that they need to go check down at Haven Humane. And pretty much if anybody loses a dog, if the sheriff picks up a dog out there in the county, bring it to you, don't they?
Yes. Anywhere in Shasta County, if you lose an animal, if it is picked up by animal control or a Good Samaritan, it gets brought directly to Haven Humane Society. So if you're missing any pets, give us a call. We should be your first stop. We can take all your information. We check our lost and found reports first thing every morning. And we do ask, though, that people do come in, you know, about every 4 days or so, just because a person will be able to identify their own animal more than we would.
And the that website, nextdoor.com, if you're a member of that for your neighborhood, I see a lot of dogs. In fact, I reported to in my neighborhood some dogs that I saw walk. I tried to get to catch one, but there were two, and one was bigger, and he wasn't liking being detained, so
Craigslist
I post that on there, too.
Craigslist is also another great place to look. We suggest to everybody that's missing a pet or that has found a pet to post it on Craigslist.
Really?
There are thousands of people that go on Craigslist every single day. So if you're missing or if you have found a pet, please post that on Craigslist as well as give the shelter a call, because our number one goal is to get them back to their rightful owner. If we can't get them back to their owner, then our next goal is to place them into a new home.
Try to get them because they're out on these roads, and the roads are so hazardous, especially up in the west side where I live. And I just get so nervous when they're on the road. So I try to get them in the back of my car because I have a gate for my dogs back there.
She's quite a dog lover. She even kept a dog around that mauled her arm that I would have put a 22 in its head. And that's said with all peace and love, but there's no way. Anyhow, we need to take a break. Hopefully you can stick around for another segment, and we'll be back right after this.
Cars. And cool, April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, My21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave's, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent. I should have said the other way around because I know you, but this is Ruth Angel, Kurt Largent. We host a Saturday morning radio program at 9 a.m., All Things Real Estate. And today we're sitting in for Carl and Linda at the morning show. And today's sponsors for today's show, we have Indwelling. It's furniture and art objects, and it's the Abrahams that actually run that store, and they have a lot of other things. So if you want to go visit them, well, they have a lot of art and furniture stuff. It's hard for me to explain. Got to tell you, I sell houses, now, and
Ruth,
one of the things
that is, you need to describe this a little bit more flair.
Well, I got to tell
you, bring out your decorative side.
I was showing houses yesterday, and it matters. I know that, you know, you look at the infrastructure and you look at all those things and you try to figure out what furniture you want to put in there, but it matters when you
have somebody
come into your house, place furniture that you love, place art that you love, and it matters.
Sometimes even if you don't love it, I love the show. I watch it with my wife, Flipping Out with Jeff Lewis, where he flips houses, and he's a character, quite a character. However, when you watch him take over a house, he makes those houses beautiful. And I'm looking at it thinking, well, gosh, it's not my style, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah, you take the furniture out of those sometimes and you go, what do I do
here?
Makes
a big difference.
But go visit the folks there at Indwelling. They're at 1760 California Street. Their phone number, if you want to give them a call, 361-6727. I'm not sure if they actually will go out to your house. My guess is they will.
That wouldn't be bad. So we asked Spencer to stick around. What I did not know it. He's got a busy schedule, but we appreciate that. Anyhow, he's down here with Jelly Bean, who is still calm as a cucumber, just kind of chilling out and relaxed. Would be a wonderful dog for somebody that doesn't have a lot of space, or for I've got a lot of space, but we still enjoy our little dogs. My daughter would love this, so I'm glad she's not here because I'd probably have to go home with it.
But you got to remember, he hasn't had his coffee this morning, so he could be a maniac in the afternoon.
He's actually not. He's like this all day long.
He does not strike me that way. Now, I'm not saying he's not lethargic. I remember we brought him a puppy one time full of worms. My wife bought it at
you and your worms.
Well, they bought it at Walmart from some guys at Christmas time, and that little puppy just sat there. And I'm like, God, this isn't normal. And so, sure enough, we took it to Dr. Brink. He said, "Oh, your puppy's super wormy." Week later, he's full of vim and vigor. But this puppy seems very healthy, very happy. I think it would be a great dog for somebody. So to kind of go back, you know, it's amazing that Craigslist, people are on there, although I don't doubt it. But if someone's dog goes missing, how many of them do you find that have their collars on with some sort of identification?
I would say probably less than 50% of dogs have some form of identification on them when they come to our shelter.
How about tags, though? I mean, they automatically do it, and it's free at the vets.
Most
microchips.
Microchips aren't free.
Yeah, microchips are not free.
Oh, well.
But they're not free. That's what we encourage everybody. If someone comes in and they, get their dog returned to them, we encourage them to get it microchipped.
Do you guys do the microchip?
Yes,
down
we
there?
Do. We How offer, much is that? At our facility, it's $28, and that is for the implant itself and the registration. A lot of other places will charge you for the implant and then charge you again for the registration. Ours is all bundled all in one, and the chip that we use is Home Again. It's a really great
chip.
That's
what I have on my dogs, but I don't pay anything.
Exactly, and that's why we went to them. We used to use 24 Pet Watch, and they started charging our clients after about a year of service. The first year was free, and if they wanted to continue to update their information, they were starting to charge people. So we upgraded to a better chip. The Home Again chips don't migrate as much as the other ones do, and they are free for the life of the animal to update your information. Now, you can pay a yearly fee for their upgraded service, which will allow them to, if your animal is lost or stolen, they'll send out flyers to all the local vets within a certain distance from where the animal was lost.
I thought you were going to say they would turn on the button that would allow them to track the dog.
they're not GPS
Wouldn't that be something?
Yet. We're on our way to that, but not quite yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's really great because a lot of people think a microchip is a GPS, and it's not. What a microchip is it's a permanent form of identification. It's about the size of a grain of rice. Your dog doesn't have to be under anesthesia or anything to get it. It's just a simple injection. It feels the same to them as getting a regular vaccine at the vet.
Well, I think it helps people know, because we're in coyote country, and I see posts throughout my neighborhood of their cats and little dogs. A little chihuahua went missing. It was at the post at the post office, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no chance.
Yeah. And Ruth, it's coyote, not coyote.
Whatever.
Just so we know, we're not in Los Angeles. This is the country.
Tomato, potato.
The coyotes do get lots of, I mean, they get a lot of our cats. We can't have male cats anymore because they're too lazy. The coyotes
You
will get
keep
them.
Your cat indoors. That's the answer. People.
And back on the microchip, we scan all animals upon intake. Every animal that walks through our door, as long as it's not aggressive, because a lot of animals when they first come in are really scared, and so they won't allow us to scan them for a microchip when they first come in. As long as the animal is okay with us scanning them, we scan them upon intake. So as soon as they walk through our doors, we scan them. If they are afraid and won't allow us to scan them, we scan them a day or two. Once they calm down, you know, and are a little, they're not so terrified of being in the shelter environment. If an animal does have a microchip, we instantly pick up the phone and we contact the microchip company. As long as the owner of the animal has kept their information up to date, which means if they move, they contact the company and let them know. We can then pick up the phone, call the owner and say, hey, we have your dog. It's not a guess as to, I think we have your dog. It is a permanent form of identification that can't fall off like a collar or a tag does. So it will never fall off of your animal. And every shelter and vet, if you have a stray animal that you bring them in, can scan them for you. And every shelter should be scanning upon intake. And I believe every shelter does.
Well, people also need to know that if they put their tags on their dogs and they have their phone number on it and they change their phone number, they need to change the tag.
And what we suggest to a lot of people is if your dog is chipped, you know, instead of putting your own personal phone number on there, because you don't want your phone number just going out to some random person that may find your dog walking down the street. You never know who that person may be. So what we suggest is that you go down and you have, you know, just Fido put on the front of it, your dog's name, and then on the back of it, just put, I'm chipped. That way, anybody that finds the dog knows that the dog is chipped, and then we'll take it into a vet or shelter and have them scanned. And then the shelter or vet can contact the owner, and that way, you're not dealing with just some random person off the street that found your dog. You're dealing with an actual business.
Well, I've found lots of dogs.
I'm probably stupid. I always put reward on mine. On the collars.
That's not stupid.
Oh, because I want my dogs back.
Yeah.
Never run away, luckily. So, hey, we really appreciate you sticking around. One last question.
Thank you.
In addition to, I know you guys do spay and neuter.
Yes.
And the chip. What other vet services are down there?
We do full vet services down there. However, we are a low-cost vet clinic, so you do have to qualify for our services. Our services are significantly cheaper than other vets, and so we want to target the people that are really in need of our services.
Can we drop off food?
Absolutely.
Because I know that I buy a lot of food, but you can actually take food, and you want good food, like Costco.
It doesn't matter. What we do with the donated food is we rebag it, and we donate it back to the people that are in need, that can't afford to go out and buy food. Because we would rather give away some free food and have a person be able to keep their animal than them have to bring it to us just because they can't afford to feed it.
Oh, gotcha.
And back on the vet part, to qualify for our vet services, you have to be on Medi-Cal, Medicare, or be a veteran. So those are our qualifications. We do spays or neuters for anyone. Spays or neuters for the public and rabies vaccines for the public, as well as microchipping. But for any other vet services, because they are greatly reduced fees, they do have to be on one of those services to use our services there.
But that's pretty cool for the veterans too.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a neat thing. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much.
And another one of our sponsors from this segment was Orchard Nutrition. It's the North State's nutrition expert with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. An in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Say that 4 times.
I wish they carried George's aloe vera water because make it a tastes note.
Ruth
just
would
like water.
Orchard Nutrition.
Make
Ruth
a note.
Would like
it's my
George's.
Favorite. They don't carry it up here, but they need.
Well,
to
give
carry
them a call, Ruth. You can reach them at 244-9141. That's Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
Welcome back. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM. Community radio for the North State. You can also listen live and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Your mom's listening to you, Kurt.
Feel free to call in at 605-4567 if you have any arguments with Ruth. Anyhow, Ruth, you're going to read yours.
I do. Today's sponsor is Anselmo Vineyards, and they are located at 28740 Inwood Road in Inwood Valley, California. And it's the perfect place for a family. It's got a premium winery and distribution. And I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite places in all of Shasta County.
It is a gem.
I love it. And it's just beautiful. If you've never been there, you have to make the trek. I was there with my girlfriend.
If you've never been there, when you drive in, going on your way up to good old Shingletown, as you make that left turn going north by the blue sign, you will look over and you'll be like, where have I just gone to? Because I tell you, the first time I drove out there, all I could think was, who knew that that was in Shasta County? It is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility, and they've made the piece of land gorgeous. It's a beautiful place. It should be a destination. I tell you, I was tickled to death to see it last year on the show Rodeo Girls. Those girls stayed out there at Anselmo Vineyards.
And that is
the whole world.
It's just such a beautiful place. I went out there with my girlfriend, took her to lunch, and it was just a beautiful spring day like yesterday.
You never
it was
taking me to lunch out there.
Well, anytime. Let's go. Let's go today.
I can't today.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, it was beautiful. The food was fabulous. We sat out on the patio. We just yacked with, you know, the hens, Kurt.
Yes,
indeed. We just yacked and just had such a beautiful lunch. Anyway, on April 20th, they're doing an Easter brunch at 10 a.m. I got to tell you, I've been there for their brunches, their Sunday, the filet, egg, what's it, egg with the hollandaise, what is that called? The béarnaise and the hollandaise sauce, eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict.
With the filet. Oh my gosh, it's out of this world. But anyway, today's sponsor is Anselmo Vineyards, and it's one of my favorite places. And your sponsor is Four Winds Jewelry, which
I know, Ruth, but hey, if you'd let me, oh my word, Savannah, I think today might be the day.
Your wife needs to cuddle up to the Four Winds Jewelry.
You don't do them back to back, Ruthie.
Well, I like that because I like them.
Oh, good Lord. Some days, I tell you, some days she just puts me right on the edge.
I mean, they've done a lot of my jewelry repairs.
People don't care
about my jewelry. I love.
And you do have lots of jewelry. I was sitting there thinking about, as Spencer described, the people that would qualify. I'm like, oh, that excludes old Ruth. She's not going to qualify for any. Although now,
I think it
no veteran, right?
More.
No veteran, right?
No.
Was Al a veteran?
No, he was not.
But other than a veteran of long time on the police force.
My dad was a veteran. I support the veterans. My nephew is a veteran, 82nd Airborne. But anyway, getting back to Four Winds Jewelry, they're located at 225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, and their phone number is 222-2750. They're a full service jewelry store providing the finest. I can't read that because I can't see it with my glasses.
Glad you took it from me.
Yeah, well, here you go.
Good thing.
You can kind of
finish
that.
Repairs. We'll give them their. I might actually stop by. My stinking gold chain broke again, Ruth. Anyhow, people don't care about our little personal stuff. So some of the stuff going on, some sad stuff happening here in the North State.
Hearts go out to these families. Just, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that bus crash. You think about the odds and the statistical probabilities of being in that spot at that time, having that action take place is just heartbreaking. And it's one of those deals where you have to wonder what in the world. It's just sad. And any way you slice it, it's sad.
It is. It just as a parent, when you think of your kid getting on a bus to go on a field trip, you feel that it's safe. They're with chaperones. They're in good company. And to have that bus accident happen with the bus driver and the truck driver being killed and then the seven kids. And flown, one of the kids was air flighted to Mercy Air. And it just, it's heart-wrenching. When I first read it this morning, I went, oh, my God. You know, and I'm trying to read the article. The kids were out of L.A. And I think to myself, they've got to put some median or burial, put that speed train in between there or something. It's just tragic.
It always goes to that level. Here's the problem. It's really sad. It's heartbreakingly sad. It's sad for the bus driver. It's sad for the bus driver's family who's just doing his job. It's amazingly heartbreakingly sad for all those parents of all those kids and the families that are killed in it. It's equally sad for the guy, the family of the guy driving the FedEx truck.
But it happens a lot on Highway 5.
But at what point, it's like talking about, we've talked about before with the fires and stuff. And of course, this is a coarse time to bring it up. But at what point, the cost of doing that? I mean, how many times have we redone the median between Redding and Cottonwood? It's been redone like three times at how many millions and millions of dollars?
So, if it was my kid,
I would be like, hey, pay $100 million to have him alive.
I know.
But at the same time, we can't afford it.
It's an emotional thing with me, Kurt. That's why I like to see something done, and I have no problem seeing these buckets full of sand put in the middle every few feet that might stop a car.
Those
buckets full of sand.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. That would be the cheapest thing if they could just line the center
trash
with
can.
Instead,
who cares?
You know, or even whatever happened to the oleanders. We used to have huge oleanders all the way down there, and they go through and they rip them out. The oleanders would have stopped this because it would have slowed them down enough.
Yeah, something. But anyway, we have a caller on the
really
lineup.
Really sad.
It is Carl. Good morning, Carl. How's Linda doing?
She is doing a lot better.
Oh,
and I
good.
Can't thank you two enough for any interest. But you know what, I listen to you all and you are so good. Hey, can I go around and run the real estate agency? Let you do this.
And on most days, yes.
I don't think you'll find a pair in any other real estate office, that's for darn sure.
We enjoy it. Other than Ruth driving me a little crazy, and so I'm like, oh no, it's going to be one of those days where she's just going to argue. And if people aren't used to us, I always get worried. But we do have a good time. I know Ruth really, really loves it, and I enjoy it too. It gives me an opportunity to talk about things we don't normally talk about on Saturdays.
Well, you do just a great job. You know what? I really enjoy, you know, we do the reads, you know, every morning. And just listening to you talk about Anselmo's and Four Winds Jewelry was a lot of fun. So, again, thank you so much for standing in. And Linda is getting better, and hopefully she'll be back on Monday, but we're not going to push it. It's not something you want to run.
Yeah.
No.
Too fast.
No, let that heal up.
Well, Carl, I'm just going to tell you that I always support your sponsors. I bought a Crown Motor car, and I'd always been another fan, but I started buying Crown Motors, and I am bought and sold. I love them.
Well, they are great people like that. Leonard's a great person. You know how much fun it is to go to Anselmo's, Orchard Nutrition. I can't say enough about our sponsors. I've used every one of them. We don't do live reads unless we've used them.
Well, and Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah.
I'm on my cigar hiatus because my cough got so bad I figured out I'm inhaling too many of them. But for little old Podunk Redding, which is how I love to refer to this, where I love to live, don't get me wrong, they have a big city humidor. He knows his cigars. That Tobacco and Brew has been another great one another great sponsor that has great products, easy to sell.
But sadly, the haircut place Kurt has not visited, which he needs to, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
Cypress Square. Yes. Now let me say one thing is about Tobacco and Brew and you, which you have in common, Kurt. Besides the fact that you both enjoy cigars, is you have both been with us since the very beginning.
Yeah, so that's true.
I can't say enough about you and you having a show for the gosh, you've been with us since the first week we opened up. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, and you should see the chat room is going crazy and says, and what do we have to do to get rid of this guy?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting ready to get off.
No, not
now
you, me. They're fed up. They're getting used to my pomposity, I guess.
Oh, well, you know what? It's I love it because you can talk about anything. You can talk about real estate on 1 minute, and you can turn around and talk about, you can talk about taxes, you can talk about politics, you pretty much cover the gamut there.
I give my parents credit for that because I grew up loving the news and loving
to read. Me too, I'm a news junkie.
And I give them credit for that.
And we might be working with your dad on something else, too.
Oh, I'm awesome. Scared for you.
Yeah, I know. He came in the other day. Anyway, thank you so much, and we so much appreciate it.
You bet. Oh, give Linda hugs for us.
Yeah, enjoy your time off, and thanks for letting us come in. We love doing this, especially Ruth really loves it. It gives her all sorts of happiness.
I love it.
Oh, I was with Ruth Wednesday. I thought, gosh, what a pleasant lady she is. And she's always right.
I love that.
That's where it's good to have me to help her out. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. You bet. Take care.
You too.
So the other tragedy, and where our parents go out, our thoughts and prayers also go out to the family and Bernie, the little boy that was on the skateboard that went out into the traffic on 299 at Marquette, hit by a semi truck. Just tragedy. Not, you know, for the family and the truck driver, just not a good day. Just not a good day.
Yeah. And you know, every once in a while, there's situations in my life, without going into specific detail because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I see a situation and I always think to myself, thank you, Lord, because I see something in a family that has dealing with the difficult things, and people, you know, the reality of it is life is not especially easy for anybody.
No.
I don't care who you are. And it also reminds you when something like this happens that you never know.
You just never know.
And you can't, it also kind of, in a positive note, it has to remind you not to worry, because you can be as worried and as careful and as cautious, and it doesn't matter. When that bus is coming across, or when that truck comes across the median, there's nothing that you could do. There's nothing you could have eaten. It encourages me to maybe possibly have a little more ice cream, Ruth, even though I'm diabetic, because you never know.
Well, you never know. You just got to lead a very happy and healthy life and do those things and hope that you're raising your kids to be responsible and make decisions that you hope they make so that they can stay out of harm's way. And there are some times where you don't have any control over anything and you just wish for the best outcomes. And that's where thoughts and prayers come from. But like I said, when I first saw that article about this crash on I-5, I went, my God. You know, and these
really
parents are in Los Angeles that had to come up. So we need to take a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about the rancher
Nevada. When we come back, well, we're going to have time to talk about the rancher in Nevada. That's amazing. We're also going to talk about something that's got me fired up. So for those of you who don't like it when I get agitated, I'm probably going to get agitated in the next segment. But we've got lots to talk about, and we'll be back right after these messages.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Call 243-8400, Preferred Carpet and Care.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day. Things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier. And your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
243-8400.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM. I'm going to read the first one, Ruth. You're going to read that one on the way out. So okay. I can give you very specific instructions so there's no miscommunication this time.
This is actually a red alert, a fax from Cypress Square Garden. They saw your hair yesterday. And they're at 2463 Athens in Reading. 244-9478. This is where Carl goes. It's a
If they saw my hair yesterday, the only words that coming out of their mouth would have been like, "That dude has
needs to come see us.
That dude has some nice hair. I am close to going on full ponytail, Ruth." So I'll read the second one. I guess just Ruth
but
has
the whole
to everyone.
Thing is that they need you to come in.
That's the Cypress Square Barbershop, right. Another big supporter of the show.
Yeah.
So if you need a haircut, and I do once a year, although that's not going to be until next
Thanksgiving. I'm sure they don't have girly magazines because that's what you said yesterday.
Yeah.
But
that was in Chicago.
But this is a man's shop, so.
Barbershops are one of the last bastions of men being able to be men. So, I'm not going to get upset, but I did want to talk about something that's got me worked up, Ruth. So a couple days ago, there was a tragedy on the East Coast, right? And 20 children, and I guess 19 children and one man, were stabbed by a kid in a school.
Tragic.
Horrible. Luckily, it doesn't sound like any of them are going to die. I haven't, but honestly, I can't tell you for sure because I can't find any articles. Actually, I went to Record Searchlight this morning. Page 3, you can find a little blurb. No discussion. And what's got me so agitated about this is very simple.
I believe there were a couple kids that died, Kurt.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Good luck finding out because that's the whole point I'm trying to make here, Ruth. 20 kids attacked. If this was a shooting, and two kids were attacked, it's all we would hear about for the next 6 weeks, how we need to have gun control, how we have to have people, you know, how the government needs to step in and take away your rights. And it gets me so upset and nauseated, quite frankly, to the point where I'm frustrated and don't even want to deal with it. But if it does not fit into their plan, if the story does not generate fear and loathing, something to be able to use to take away our rights, we don't hear about it. Now, this tragedy, in my opinion, is just as tragic as somebody shooting 20 people. The difference being that if someone shoots 20 people, there's probably a higher likelihood of someone dying. However, the people that are injured, it makes no difference to them whether they're shot or they're stabbed. They've still been stabbed in their liver or their kidney. They still got problems.
None killed, actually.
I guess so. Once again, I was right and you were wrong.
Yes, you were.
So what I'm trying to say here is I don't understand why people don't just go postal and ballistic about this. And I'm trying not to be agitated.
Well, it's like Sandy Hook. They did, you know?
They absolutely did on Sandy Hook.
They did. And because this is a stabbing, maybe that's the reason. It's not enough hype or not enough.
They can't take away everybody's kitchen knives. They can't take away everybody's butcher knives. There's no opportunity for them to come in and take away your rights to bear arms. So why aren't we more upset? Why aren't people screaming from the tops, "Hey, this is another example
of them thinking we're stupid, stupid, stupid. And them saying, listen, we can't have any advantage coming off this. Why don't people get more upset about that, Ruth? Why doesn't that upset you?
I think the one glaring issue is mental health. And once you put a flash, you know, a light on that mental health that means that counties and states have to be responsible, and they're not, and that they're failing across the United States.
That's absolutely true. But how come it's not even a discussion about that? You know, and the only reason the mental health even gets brought up with the guns is because they want to try and use that as a wedge to take away guns.
That's exactly right.
Went in there with a butcher knife from his kitchen. You're not going to take away those. There's no possible way. We're not even hearing about it. It's not even in the news. And the other thing is, I want to know if this kid was on any meds.
Well, I think there
guy
has to be.
The Fort Hood shooter was on the same meds as a lot of these same guys from Sandy Hook on antidepressant, brain altering meds. Multiple of these shooters, the guy at Virginia Tech, were all on these meds, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody.
And that's one of the, maybe it'll be talk radio that actually brings this stuff to light, because the bottom line is that the mental health system in this country, in California specifically, in Shasta County even, has failed. And we have a lot, I mean, you look at the transient problem. A lot of these rearrests, 4,000 repeat offenders and out of 6,000 arrests by Redding Police Department. How many of those have mental health issues?
Are you proposing they take those 3,000 people and build another jail? Because I don't want that.
I do want another jail, but that's beside the point.
I think we're
failing the mental health in this area particularly, and I think there has to be a strategic plan. And I know that they're putting one together for the
crime.
We've
talked about this before. What is the strategic plan? We cannot build enough facilities to incarcerate all the people that break all of the laws and do everything.
Well, there is a plan.
Let's just deal with the mental health aspect without going into the criminals and the mm-hmm. and the early parolees. Are you saying that it's the state or the people's responsibility to take care of these sick people?
What I'm saying is that it is a combined effort,
how?
Kurt. You have mental health
how?
Officials. You have the
how?
What do you mean how? You sit them down in a room and you come up with a plan. You have only so many funds. Then you say to the community, this is how many dollars we have to battle mental health.
That's what I'm saying. How do you make that happen? There's no way. Do you know how expensive? It's ridiculously expensive just to have a normal prison because of all the unions and the rules and the judges and the liberals and everybody that gets involved. It's incredibly expensive to incarcerate somebody. Now add mental health into the picture where you have psychiatrists and psychotherapists and medical doctors and nurses and orderlies and bodily waste and all these different things. You know how incredibly expensive that would be? So how do you make that happen?
Well, you change your priorities, actually.
What are you going to take away from?
Because
we don't have any money right now to fund
that. Protecting the citizens.
Well, we don't have money to fund what we have right now.
That's right.
So what are you going to take away from?
Well, I can tell you what you can take away. There's a lot of legislation going through down from a lot of Los Angeles legislatures, these sanctuary cities, and we talked a little bit, but a lot of funding is going to special interests as opposed to going to the things it needs to go to, the infrastructures in the county. The state is taking so much money away from the counties and the cities to fund these projects, the high-speed rail, the tunnels, the peripheral tunnels.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you do away with the high-speed rail and take those billions.
Okay, but how do you up here in Shasta County affect decisions going on in a Democratic state south of here?
You don't.
You don't. So what do we do? I mean, you bring these people together to try to solve a problem, and it becomes a localized problem. In fact, it's instead of a statewide problem, so it's divide and conquer.
Raising my hand because I'd like to give you my answer. I think the simple solution to this, and Chief Paletti, who's also a big supporter of Foothill Wrestling, by the way. His son's quite a little wrestler. He's quite a photographer, which I don't think people knew. But if you go out to a high school wrestling match, you might have an opportunity to see him out there taking some photos. He got some great photos of my kid, Tyler.
He's very aggressive, and I love his stance. I love listening to him.
I should have brought this up to him.
But go ahead.
Why is it that we don't take these people that are in Tiger Park every day, or, for example, that were out in front of the deli next door here yesterday, dancing around, tweaked out, at 6 o'clock in the morning. Why is it that we don't go to these people and say, hey, listen, we're going to give you $400. And, when you show up today at City Hall at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and everybody that shows up and gets on this bus gets $400, and we charter a bus and we drive them to San Diego and we turn around with an empty bus and come home.
Well, I got to tell
you. Why don't they do that?
Well, there
What's
you go.
The downside?
There's a plan, and maybe you need to submit that. My thought is that these counties need to stop paying the state. Just say, we're not paying you. We're taking care of our own, and we're not paying
silly.
You. No, it's not silly, because
silly.
The state is wasting dollars on those projects that
know,
we're...
No, but that's like saying, oh, you know, we've got to just fight the government.
I'm
Good
not
luck.
Saying fight
you
the government.
Can't
I'm
fight
saying
the government.
We're going to take care of our bills. We're going to take our taxpayer monies, take care of those things in our county that we need taken care of, and then we'll give you the leftovers.
It's absolutely
anyway, we
silliness.
Need to take a hard break. And
there, in a minute we do. There's absolutely zero chance.
Yeah, so
zero
you keep paying
chance.
Your taxes.
You have to, Ruth. What happens if you don't pay your taxes?
I'm saying let the county say, as a whole, we're not paying you state.
You
How's
can't
that?
Do that.
Yeah.
It's just
well,
it's,
every
it's
county
infantile thinking is the problem.
If every county did it, the state, what are they going to do?
Every county's not going to do it.
We're going to have a situation like Nevada.
I know, but that's the problem. Okay, yeah, if you can get together every single county and say, hey, let's do this, then it would work.
There
but
you go.
They're not going to do that, Ruth,
well,
because
be,
some of these counties are very happy because they're on
that.
The dole.
We got a whole
so
bunch of counties saying we want to split from California, so I guess
and that,
it's possible.
What I'm saying is you have to come up with a realistic plan. You're talking about not paying the
Spending
government.
From California.
That's not realistic. You can't
State
beat
Jefferson.
The government. Oh, my word. My head is going to explode, Savannah. We need to take a break. We're going to take a hard break here. We'll be back with talk about those Nevada ranchers after this.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A bus carrying high school students to a university visit and a FedEx truck became a raging inferno yesterday as they collided on Interstate 5 in California. State Highway Patrol spokeswoman Lacey Heitman.
There was a southbound FedEx driver that crossed over the center median. There was a small white sedan traveling in front of the bus. The FedEx vehicle kind of sideswiped the white sedan before hitting the bus head on. In the collision, both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
One of the 40 or so high schoolers on board that bus, Jonathan Gutierrez, spoke to NBC's Today Show about what happened.
There was an emergency exit, but there was too many people in the bus that were trying to get out. So students that were there broke the windows, and that helped a lot of us get out safely.
Authorities say at least 10 people were killed, including both drivers and some chaperones, as well as several students. President Obama said to announce some personnel changes at the Department of Health and Human Services. We get a report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a Rose Garden statement, the president will announce the resignation of HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and nominate his budget director, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, as her replacement. Sebelius has been a lightning rod for critics of Obamacare. She oversaw the disastrous rollout of the healthcare.gov website and is leaving office now that the sign-up period for the first year of health insurance is over.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Embattled Representative Vance McAllister of Louisiana has decisions that he has to make. So says House Speaker John Boehner, who says he's spoken with his embattled colleague.
I've talked to Representative McAllister. I'll share with you the kind of conversations I have, but I have had a conversation with him.
McAllister admitting that he had an affair with his former scheduler after a newspaper leaked video footage of him in a romantic embrace. And this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Sony is advising consumers to quit using some of its Vio laptop computers and unplug them. The company says it's possible that the battery pack could overheat in some of the Vio models. The House Oversight Committee has voted to hold former IRS official Lois Lerner in contempt for refusing to testify about the agency's targeting scandal.
Committee Republicans contend Lerner waived her Fifth Amendment rights by offering an opening statement and sitting down with the Justice Department. Chairman Darrell Issa.
Ms. Lerner, who once held a position of great power and responsibility at the IRS, is willing to talk to the Justice Department, the executive branch, but she remains unwilling to answer questions from elected representatives of the American people.
Democrat Elijah Cummings.
I cannot cast a vote that would place me on the same page of history books as Senator Joseph McCarthy or the House Un-American Activities Committee.
The contempt vote leaves Congress with a number of options, including possible criminal prosecution, but that would require action by the Justice Department.
Wally Hines, and this is SRN News. Producer prices rose last month, although overall inflation remains relatively tame. The Labor Department says the Producer Price Index, which measures price changes before they reach a consumer, rose 0.5%. Federal investigators say identity thieves who've claimed billions of dollars in bogus tax refunds in recent years finding ways to get around increased surveillance.
Tax fraud thieves this year have been linked with swiping the social security numbers and identities of school children in Miami and teachers in Seattle. The IRS paid out almost $4 billion to people using stolen identities in 2012. The agency has made stopping identity theft fraud a priority. Tax fraud thieves have evaded detection recently by getting refunds loaded onto prepaid debit cards instead of receiving them by check.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Authorities in Jackson, Wyoming say they've downgraded their evacuation order for businesses that were threatened by a slipping hillside. More details at SRNnews.com from Washington. I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in here on Free Fire Radio for Carl and Linda Bott. You're on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State, and streaming live on the World Wide Web at KCNR1460.com. Feel free to call in if you disagree with Ruth at 605-4567. And if you have real estate questions, feel free to call Ruth, get her out of her bonbon and Oprah habit, and she can show you some beautiful homes. She knows real estate like nobody else. I am the owner of Sheldon Largent Real Estate, and we do sell lots and lots of real estate when we're not doing some radio stuff. So anyhow, let's go ahead and get in the Wells Fargo Market Minute. We've got Chris Lasondek. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kurt. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thanks.
Okay. Well, the markets are in negative territory, though we have improved off the lows of the day. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 45 points at 16,124. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1829, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 4,054. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 238 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $2.73 at $5.2075, Microsoft up 27 cents at $39.63, and Facebook is up 55 cents at $59.71. Of local interest, PG&E up 24 cents at $44.67, Home Depot down a nickel at $76.73, and Tri-County's Bank up a nickel at $24.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35. Oil's up 67 cents a barrel at $103.05. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.41 at $13.1701, while silver's down a penny at $19.99. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for that, Chris. We appreciate that. Your weather today is going to be beautiful. Can I just say that?
It was beautiful yesterday. It's
the weather today is beautiful. Tomorrow, also beautiful. Today, it's mostly sunny, high with a near 85. So a little toastier than yesterday. It did get hot in a hurry, didn't it, Ruth?
It did. I was out showing homes, and I was, like, taking my jacket off.
I know. No more black for the fat guy, so I'm a little sad. Anyhow, high of 85 today. Tonight's going to get down to about 53. One of the beautiful things about the North State, gets hot in the day, cools off at night. put on those whole house vents, and ooh, it's perfect. Tomorrow, much more of the same, high near 84 with a low of 52 tomorrow night. Sunny on Sunday, 84 if you're down there taking in the high school rodeo down there at Bobby Jones Arena in Cottonwood. That's Saturday and Sunday. You'll get some beautiful days to enjoy that. Cools off a little bit next week, Sunday. Monday is going to be sunny with a high near 79, low around 50, and then a little cooler after that, 71, 66 the next couple of days. So, and the weather is brought to us by...
Yeah, our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family owned and operated, so give them a call at 365-3793.
And I do love Shasta Gas and Propane.
And they support the veterans, and they were actually looking for veterans to hire because they opened this other part of their business.
Yeah, so, it's pretty fun. Yeah. I drive by that all the time down by my house. They obviously service, well, for those of you who listen, they service all of my bank-owned properties, all of our flips, and my house, and my dad's house.
Really good people.
But it's fun to watch that operation grow. Yeah. There's a ton of tanks. I think they're refurbishing tanks and stuff. He's built a nice office there too. So we're happy and proud of Shasta Gas, and thanks for their support. So another sponsor this hour, Ruth, is Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. That's hard to find, quite frankly, with the mentality of most of them in the North State. To find someone that can come out all the time is always wonderful. Anyhow, 24-hour service at Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Well, I think it's good to mention, too, that now is a perfect time for you to get your air conditioning and furnaces conditioned.
Well,
and
get them checked.
Because when it gets to 100 degrees in this city, they are busy and they don't come out on the dime.
Yeah, this is a good little reminder. The 83, 84 degree days aren't bad. When 120 rolls around, they're going
to
be swamped.
People need to start thinking about two things. One is clearing. And that, getting your weed sprayed and all your pre-emergence down and that sort of thing, which you and I have both done, Kurt, we use a particular vendor, Kelly Green, Paul Kelly, and, he's out of Chico, but he comes out and he sprays like a bunch of different stuff so that we can keep our weeds down.
Because I am
so afraid of fire, and I like the weed spraying so that I don't have to go out and clear every year. And he came out and sprayed our yards, the pre-emergence. Did your yards too, right, last week? Anyway, so
nice
for people that are interested in Paul coming out and spraying and keeping your place cleared and keeping the weeds down, you can call him at 894-5762.
Yeah, the nice thing is Ruth turned me on to had somebody else come do it because Ruth helps me with that. And not happy.
No.
Not happy.
Mm-mm.
Did not – had weeds already, quite a few of them.
Yeah.
So the nice thing I like about Paul is that I tell him where I want it to be clear because I want to see the red dirt. I don't want to see any weeds.
Yeah.
I want to see the red dirt coming up my road. I don't want any cattails from where the water seeps out of the spring. I like it to be clean and also for the fire damage because here's a question for you, Ruth. Do you happen to know when the burn season stops in Shasta County?
Well, it's typically May 1st.
Is it May 1st?
It's May 1st, but you have to call because, in Cottonwood, I think you need a permit. I burned a little bit yesterday. I burned leaves and stuff and debris because I don't want to burn all in one day because it's a lot of hard work and that sort of thing. But I like to burn little at a time. And so I a lot of leaves, a lot of...
You do need to call. And I learned that the hard way this year.
You definitely need to call. You can call Cal Fire, but it's environmental health.
The county has a burn line. And I found that out on Christmas Day because I decided to kill some time in between presents or whatever, or New Year's, one of the two. And I went out to burn and to get rid of my burn pile from all the summer's grass and everything. I had waited till then. Next thing you know, I had a Cal Fire truck rolling up the hill, coming at me pretty fast, and he made us put it out.
Yeah.
He's pleasant. At first, he was a little upset with us.
But now's the time to start thinking. Service your air conditioners. Get your clearing done before the fire season. Once it's cleared, if you have somebody come out and just spray those weeds every year, it'll stay clear. And keep your barrier up because those are the homes that the fire departments are going to say. We have a caller on line one. His name is Jim. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm at another phone. I'm not at my own. This is Jim Gibson, a longtime submariner, and I want to congratulate all the submariners or submarine-associated veterans on the 114th birthday of the submarine force. In 1900, the Navy bought SS-1, the USS Holland, from John Holland, who had invented and made it. Over the years, we've lost over 4,100 people in submarines, 61 submarines. In World War II, we lost 52 submarines and over 3,500 officers and men. This is our birthday, and I just want wish every submariner in the area a happy birthday, and thank you so much. And you guys have a great day.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Well, thanks, Jim. Yeah, and
happy
and
birthday
thank you.
To the submariners. Got to tell you, I went out to the Bowfin in Oahu, Honolulu, and it was one of the most amazing things I had ever seen. To picture yourself and these guys in these submarines during that time period with all the diesel and the smoke and everything going on in there. I mean, they have it really nice for people, but there's no room. And these guys shared beds. One shift would come on, one shift. I mean, I just was stunned by the mechanics and what they had to do in those submarines.
Rough.
I can't
talk
even
about,
imagine.
Oh, can you imagine? You talk about nervous anger and nervous fear and imagine being under there, that ocean and no place to go. And, you know, I remember growing up, you never see them on TV. When I was growing up, you'd see all the movies and they would drop the depth charges and there was just that tension and then you're like, bing, bing, poof, you know, those were always amazing. But thank you to all our submariners, all of our vets for that matter. You're going back old school there to the submariners, but they're choosing a very difficult.
People need to take their kids to these submarines to know that when you get on a cruise ship, that's not what the submarine was like. And these guys worked in a hot environment with little space to eat and just no place for themselves, really. Their bunk when they went to bed, maybe. But they spent a lot of time down there. And, yeah, you definitely got to give them credit.
Yeah.
Well,
wow,
thank you for the call, Jim.
And happy birthday to those guys. So.
So I want to talk about the war on agriculture and farming. I want to talk about these guys in Nevada. I mean, I think a lot of people just think it's a big angry protest, but I got to tell you, I think there is definitely a war on farming. It's coming from water and it's coming from, you know, the BLM, the feds and Obama administration. I really do believe that. And, I know we have to take a break here pretty quick, but,
Let's talk about that. Let's take a break. And right after this break, we'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults.
choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome back.
Okay, so that's Kirst's choice in music. Me, I'm not a fan.
Oh, but. And for those hens of the that out there that hate it when I interrupt Ruth, I'll stop. I'll just let Ruth do the whole thing.
Okay, good. Thank you. Today's show is sponsored by Redding Crown Motors, again a fan. Also, they're a sponsor of Cool April Nights. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, Honda dealership. Lots of cars. Wow. And why go any further than 555 Cypress to make the best deal in North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but outstanding service department, which I can attest to personally. Love them. Thank you to your service department because they do a great job. Redding Crown Motors at 223-2177.
And big supporters of 4-H and FFA.
They are, and I love the fact that they're doing they sponsor the Cool April Nights. It is one of Redding's biggest events of the year, and I'm so excited for that next. It starts on the 19th for the show and chimes.
Are you going to have the fancy car out there this year?
I might. The weather has been great. My husband didn't take it out when it's raining, but if it's not raining, we'll probably be out there.
So you want to talk about Nevada?
I want to talk about the war on ranchers and agriculture itself and farming. And I am, you know, when it was on the news and you saw the protesters and you wonder, what I saw on the news was the fact that these guys were holding video, their cell phones and video cameras to, they were nonviolent. And all of a sudden, 200 federal BLM officers get on the property and they want them to be in a certain area. They can protest in a certain area. And these guys are saying, wait a minute. Why do we have to be in a certain area? This is a state road, and you're forcing us into a, so they got pretty over aggressive, I think. The helicopters were chasing the cattle because they seized like 300 heads of cattle. And I just have to wonder. We've got the Central Valley. They're not getting any support with the water. We've got the, ranchers in Nevada, Mr. Bundy, who is having his cattle, rounded up to save the turtles. And the cows have been there for 100 years. So I don't get what's going on here. The turtles have coexisted with the cows and they kind of came in after the cows. But I don't get what's going on here. The environmentalists are waving their flags and all of a sudden we got a jump. Why?
I want to make sure I don't interrupt.
Oh, please do.
it's simple. The environmentalists are winning.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So where are we going to get our food? Where are we going? It's like Turn Creek Bottom. Where are we going to get our food? China?
Yeah, you know, it's another one of these things that's just incredibly frustrating.
How would you like it if your cows were chased by helicopters?
I would be shooting at the helicopter. I'm pretty sure I'd be in jail. This guy's showing an amazing amount of restraint. His son was arrested for videotaping outside the free speech zone. You saw that? All to protect a tortoise that has been existing there for a long, long time. So, it appears to me to be an environmental extremist group trying to use this as an opportunity to take away a right. These farmers were there long before it was a state right also. There's states' rights issues and federal issues. BLM used to be orchestrated by the states. The Fed stepped in and took it over. That's part of the objection here. It's all about control and power. But I'm always a little bit stunned. That there's 200 guys that work for BLM that are willing to do this.
I totally agree with you, Kurt. I mean, you know, I'm a supporter of law enforcement, but to handle it the way that that was handled, that's crazy.
Don't you think there'd be somebody in that group that would say, gosh, guys, this doesn't seem right. We need to talk to somebody about that. But to have 200 like-minded officers out there doing something that they can, this isn't like they're going out to raid some guy in Idaho that's got a bunker full of weapons.
Dogs,
this
tasers.
This is a rancher. In the middle of northern desert that's running his cattle on land that his family has run it on for centuries. Long before the government started regulating who would pay what and raising fees and different things like that.
I want to know what happened. How did it get to this turtle? When this has been going on for years and they knew about the turtles, how did this happen? Did somebody just wake up one day and say, hey, we're going to go protect those turtles from the cows?
It's happening every day. Did you see there's another article about a rancher in Wyoming that built a stock pond? And now his fines are up into the millions of dollars from EPA because they said your pond was not done properly. It's blocking the waterways. It's a huge battle and they're going to bankrupt him. Anyhow, we have a caller with a comment on this. We've got Jimmy there.
Good morning,
how are you
Jimmy.
Today, Jimmy?
Hi, good. I've been intermittently listening to the show because, I'm at work. I was under the impression that the situation in Nevada with the farmer was because he did not want to pay BLM fees to run his cattle on.
I don't know every detail, but I think you're correct. I think that what the original beef started over, no pun intended, was that they were trying to say that he has not paid the grazing fees that he's supposed to pay for BLM. That's how it began. And then it morphed into something where they also then said, and you haven't paid your grazing fees and we now have this endangered tortoise so you can no longer graze your land. But they were seizing 300 head of cattle in to take back basically. No, and by the way, 300 head of cattle on today's markets worth about 400 grand. Well, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's
this
right.
Has been going on since, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This has been going on since 1993, I heard, with this rancher not wanting to pay these fees. So maybe they just did this as an excuse to do this to him.
Well, I think as I understand it, that he paid the fees that were consistent with all the fees that he paid years prior, but he didn't want to pay additional fees. But, you know, that's their headline. It's trespass. He's breaking the law. And,
all right, I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Jimmy.
Thanks for listening at work. Hopefully, you don't get in trouble for that. You know, but it comes back down to, same question I have though. It just strikes me as odd. I think, you know, knowing several Reading police officers, I think you'd have a tough time rounding up 200 guys here to say, hey, listen, I think you need to go out there and take this rancher, say, you know, one of these ranchers, longtime ranchers down in Cottonwood that's been there for 150 years, one of the original, and say, listen, tell him he's got to take his land, he's got to take his cows off there. If he doesn't take his cows up, herd him off and take him away. That's why I'm a little stunned, and quite frankly, I'm scared. I got to tell you, Ruth, without interrupting you at all, because God forbid I interrupt you, if I were to say, I have a genuine fear, and I don't know how anybody could not have a fear right now of the idea of doing anything where you're going to get government retribution, where you're going to have somebody step in and say, I mean, IRS, it's a pretty perfect example. These guys kind of, next thing you know, they're being audited. That scares me.
Well, exactly. And that's the whole point. And this is just a microcosm of what I think is coming because people are just saying, what the hell? We are not going to let this stuff happen anymore. You've got them. I do believe it's a war on agriculture and a war on ranching.
Well,
and
look
the
at
bottom
the
line, exactly. It's like a dust bowl. You talked about it
for
the other day.
For sucker fish.
That's right. And I think that that people, no matter what the story is, they're coming out with he's trespassing, he's breaking the law so that he get public support. You got people in cities that are saying, oh, he's breaking the law. You know, we got to take care of that. But they don't understand the complex issue. And that's what we need to really talk about is what is the issue. We need to get a little bit more informed about the issue. And I actually started looking it up this morning, didn't have a chance to read it all, but it's bundyranch.blogspot.com. And that should give you the whole story. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Terry?
I'm here.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ruth. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Anyway, according to Section 2, Part D of the Southern Nevada Land Management Plan, no allowed rent fee, compensation for grants, will affect right-of-way. Now, Bundy has right-of-way because he's grandfathered into all this since 1880, okay? The fees that BLM is trying to collect are illegal fees, which we're finding out now because Bundy has been paying the state and the county fees, which he has to pay the whole time. These are federal fees that are basically illegal, number one. Number two, we just got word from the Department of Agriculture, and we're firming this up right now, that the people who were with the Bureau of Land Management, these quote-unquote, well, it said rangers on the side of their truck, actually are from Homeland Security. Mm. Also, last night, according to Fox News, on Megyn Kelly, Liz Wiehl made the comment that basically, since we are now finding out they are killing these cows, that throws everything into another illegal situation. So I think the government at this point has really put themselves in a bind. There's a lot of people flocking to the area, and the governor of Nevada, Sandoval, has just said that basically these First Amendment areas, quote-unquote, they put these people in to stop that. They have First Amendment rights anywhere.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, this thing is going to explode. And I think as it surfaces, just like your call informing people, people are going to get outraged, and you're going to start seeing these things happen, these protests happen a lot, I think, up in the Central Valley. I think up here, I think people are just saying, wait a minute, government's going way too far.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people are saying, you know, California is really a problem. And just to update you on the state of Jefferson, we should have probably seven counties by the middle of June that will file a declaration to withdraw from the state of California. We have three now with four coming. And I'm not going to go into Reynolds versus Sims and all the legalities of this, but maybe some other time we will, or if you get on jeffersondeclaration.net, you can find out. But my point is that you really can't just say, you know, I'm going to move out of California. Where are you going to go? Nevada?
Exactly. Nevada.
Where are you going to go? Wyoming?
Texas?
Where are you going to go? Texas? I mean, Texas is worried about becoming a blue state now.
Exactly.
So, you know, really and truly, we have to stay here and protect our rights here. And according to Jim Nielsen, Doug LaMalfa, and several other people that we've talked to in Washington, if they've got a better plan than the separation of the state for the state of Jefferson, we're in. None of them do.
Wow. Well, thank you for your call. I know yesterday Harry Reid, they were talking about Harry Reid, a part of Megyn Kelly's story, and Harry Reid had some sort of deal with BLM where a friend of his needed to section off part of it, and it went through no problem. There's been no issue with that deal. But where is he with regard to Bundy?
I think it's even scarier that
he's conspicuously quiet.
That's exactly right. And you have no. I think the legislature in Nevada needs to step up and get out there and support these guys. Anyway, we need to take a break. Thank you for your call,
sure.
And we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to KCNR.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. Well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital Hollyock on the Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. But hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Love is not the jukebox last night.
Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hot Rod Lincoln. There you go. It's coming to Reading. Cool April nights. 25th anniversary. Coming to Reading.
Pretty sure that was before I was born.
No doubt. You are a child.
No, I don't feel like it. Anyhow, this segment is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more coffee at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiatos and every other coffee you can imagine. Ruth, you like those fancy coffee drinks, don't you?
I actually kind of stopped drinking coffee.
Really?
But I like Tobacco and Brew because they have all kinds of stuff
in
their store.
You get your cigars there?
I like cigars, I have to say. I do like
them. They have an amazing... And they said here, walk next door to find the finest walk-in humidor count in California. I would agree. It's certainly the finest that I've seen out here. Got a great selection. He knows his cigars. It's comparable to anything you'd walk into in Chicago. Walk next door to the finest humidor, walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Another guy supporting veterans, so thanks for that.
And Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading, in our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on your guns, or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at a fair price. Their number, 222-8222. Now, we won't talk about the shooting range. We won't talk about that, Kurt, because I did win, but you contested it, and they tied us because you contested it.
Oh, Ruth, you are so full
of
it.
You did. He did. I won. I mean, it was very simple. I won.
I
won the shooting.
We had to re-up our CCW courses.
Mm-hmm.
And
I won.
Ruth and I bet a case of water. Who would do better?
Yeah, and I won.
Now, Ruth, you have...
Kurt and I were the only two that knew about this little challenge.
You're being honest, was my group tighter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
My group of shots was significantly tighter than yours.
Kurt.
Number one. Number two, I did pull one. I shot the guy in the belly instead of in the eight ring. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm. But
unfortunately,
but Kurt contested.
Because unfortunately
But Kurt contested mine, so then he said, okay, you tie.
How can I not interrupt you if you talk over
me? Please, go ahead.
When I point out the fact that on your target, up in the black section where there's no other markings, there happens to be one bullet hole where you miss the entire body.
Just so happens,
which,
Kurt.
Which, of course, you said, oh, that wasn't my shot. Somebody else shot my target.
No, Kurt,
that was your
looked
answer.
Looked like somebody put a pen through the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Not
didn't.
Saying that Kurt would do something like that because he has to win all the time.
That is not
but
true.
But all of a sudden, and they were sitting out on the table.
I was impressed.
I won.
Ruth,
then
I was
come
impressed.
Back, and all of a sudden, boom.
You know? You're not a horrible shot.
No, I'm not.
I was very grateful to the teacher for allowing me to use my laser. And he walked up,
yeah,
he said,
he had a laser. I did not.
So I was lighting that thing up and they just went almost shooting him through the same hole. Those two guys next to us, where were they from? What company? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Those two guys could shoot.
They were security companies. So there's, I guess, supposed to.
Yeah. I felt pretty good about my little group until I saw those two guys. I'm like, holy moly, you guys can shoot. They had 50 shots in the size of about 2 quarters. It was amazing. Well, anyhow, that was pretty cool up there. I know Bastiani Arms, I believe, also does. Do they do the classes?
They do the classes, and I would have definitely gone with them. Gotta say, I would have definitely gone with them. The reason I didn't is because my license had expired.
Mine too.
And I was freaking out, and I needed the class the very next, hopefully to try to get into that next week. So I had to call around to try to figure out how I could get into the next class because I didn't like having it expired. So.
Well, I was grateful to you calling me because I had no idea mine had expired. I thought I had 2 more years. Where little did I know it, it expired for some time, and luckily, so I immediately took the gun and secured it outside of the vehicle. And then unfortunately, very fortunately, I got it redone on Tuesday, and on Wednesday of this week, I had to do an eviction down in Red Bluff at one of the bank-owned properties where the tenant had notified the sheriff's office, so the sheriffs were there with us, that he was going to burn the house down and shoot anybody that comes out there rather than be evicted.
It's a very emotional thing,
and so I was happy to have my 40 that day.
But getting back to
one of the things I wanted to say is what makes that a little scarier to me even more so, because I said earlier I thought that the fact that we could find 200 guys that are willing to 200 BLM guys that are willing to go out there and fight, basically get into an argument, possibly shoot. They said they were talking about having snipers trained on these guys. That scared me because I'm like, sure. That really surprises me too that you'd find 200 guys from the local area that are going to be willing to go out there and do that to their own. That'd be like saying you're going to find 200 sheriffs in the Sauk County Sheriff Department that are going to be willing to go to Shingletown and kick a rancher off his land. I just don't see it happening. And I'm not talking about a whack job that's got guns and ammo and everything else. Those guys are going to do what they have to do there. But it just, something didn't jive. So to hear that they were not really BLM and they were more Homeland Security actually concerns me even more, Ruth.
It does, me too. And the thing is that these people were out there filming the helicopters hurting the cows, which scaring the heck out of the cows, it could kill them. And all of a sudden they get kind of 200 law enforcement
especially
people surround them.
Say you bring in 200
women,
guys from
pregnant women
from New York,
right?
Connecticut. You know, any of those states, Michigan, they're not going to have any grasp of what the traditions are,
exactly,
of what this guy might have been there for 200 years. Those kind of things that actually should play into an account there. They're going to have no qualms with shooting one or getting into an argument or a fight or whatever because they're not ranchers.
No. And the other part of that is that this was a planned event. They had helicopters, dogs, 200 Homeland Security people. This was a planned event for them. So they knew that they were going to make this charge and had planned this charge instead of trying to solve this problem and work this problem out with people who probably would have sat down at the table. And they couldn't do that. They decided to just assault, do that assault. And I see that happening everywhere.
Yeah. And I am happy to hear, you know, yesterday enough people showed up. Somebody got the word out there. Cause I think probably what happened was people started to realize in Washington, oh, we're going to get a big black eye on this. This might be one of those straws that pushes people over the edge when they realize they're going to take $400,000 worth of this rancher's cattle and slaughter them. And, to
you want
protect
to know what
a tortoise.
It's going to take? It's going to take people getting together from outside of Nevada, going there to support Mr. Bundy and this issue and putting people there so that the media covers it. Cause
well,
you're
sadly,
not going to see it on the normal media.
Sadly, what might need to take place is one of these guys gets a little crazy trigger happy and shoots one of these poor ranchers or something like that. God forbid. But something like that would then galvanize resistance.
I think the protest, if people get out there and they protest and they see the numbers of people supporting this guy, that somebody with some common sense will sit down at the table and they'll resolve this issue.
Yeah, this would be nice to see the people like the Minutemen and some of those guys rally. rally to these ranchers' defense. Get up there, bring so many people out that they have to go away.
And the media has to cover it. I mean, they're not going to cover an event like that. They're going to demand that Harry Reid come out and say, let's look at this whole thing. I know you're paying your daughter, your granddaughter, $31,000, but can you take time out for the people that actually live in Nevada?
Well, thank God for the cameras. Everybody's phones now. They got to take the good and the bad. The good is they can track you everywhere you go on a handheld device that you choose to carry. Thank you very much. The bad news for them is you can videotape every single action. And that's what, you know, you hear about this all the time. Officers saying, you're not allowed to videotape me. Oh, yes, you are. You are allowed to videotape them. And more people are doing it. And what it ends up doing is it brings accountability to everything because you cannot no longer say, I didn't do that. They say, well, wait a minute. Here's a video of you doing that. Here's a video of you taking this guy's
cattle. Look at what happened with Rodney King. I mean,
that was the start of it. And that was before the crazy thing is you can have your video and I can email it to you and 30 seconds after something happens in Texas, you could have it on your phone in California. That's what's really changed about this. And it'll be really interesting to see how this unfolds now because over the last week, the attention to it has been building. And more people are starting to talk about it and notice it. Sounds like more people are going out there to support these ranchers. The local ranchers are certainly banding together. So now we'll see what happens. My guess, and this is my guess, the government backs off, disappears for a few weeks till everybody calms down, then they roll right back in and finish what they started because that's their MO lately. Mm-hmm. They let things die down, IRS Benghazi, let it all die down, let it go away, let people stop worrying about it, and then we'll fix it later on.
Well, you know, it's just like, but you have media outlets, you have talk radio that actually talk about this thing. I think that the Lois Lerner, now the representative, Cummings having sent that email to her to find out about True the Vote. I think that is scary. And people in the United States are saying their civil rights are being violated. And as these things start to unfold and that this stuff stays in the forefront and on people's radar, this stuff comes to light. And this Cummings who said that this wasn't happening found out in the email that actually it was happening. And, now people are saying, well, maybe there's some truth to this. So maybe we need to keep a spotlight on this. Maybe they are attacking these, folks, these Tea Party groups. Maybe they are. Hello. It's been going on for years.
You know, I think that their plan is they just don't talk about it. It will go away.
Well,
I mean, think about it. They talk about
collusion.
The Christie Bridgegate scandal every single day to the point of nausea, but you don't hear a word about Fast and Furious. Do you?
Nothing. And
American officer killed and that, not a word about it. And that's their MO. Don't talk about it. It'll go away. Our friends in the liberal media will not discuss it. It'll go away.
Yeah. We'll talk more about Eric Holder after this break.
And we'll talk about Hillary getting a shoe chucked at her head.
I saw that. KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me.
Welcome back, Shasta County. For those of you that have, this has been painful for, this is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda. Hopefully Carl and Linda will be back for their loyal listeners on Monday, and we haven't done too poorly of a job. And at least not lost too many of them or got them too upset. If you are upset, the good news is Carl and Linda will be back very soon. So
hopefully Linda's doing better on Monday.
Hopefully feeling a lot better.
When we left, we were talking about Eric Holder, and one of the things that kind of struck me, and you talk about things kind of getting uncovered in a fashion that people are going, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what was that? And you had the exchange between Gohmert and Eric Holder. And I didn't realize it, but Gohmert was a judge. And he has been asking for these documents related to the Holy Land Foundation out of Texas, where it was the biggest funding of terrorism group in the United States. It was one of the biggest trials, and these trusted folks like CARE and some of the other Muslim organizations were kind of indicted in that whole deal. Some did not receive any punishment or anything, but he's asking for these documents. This happened during the Bush administration. And once Obama took over and Eric Holder got in, he actually got those documents. He only released them to these, to the defendants in the case. And he won't give those documents to the Congress. And so they had this exchange, and Eric Holder said, you know, don't you think that being in contempt of court is a big deal to me? Well, no, it's not, because they're stonewalling that whole thing. And
he's referring to the contempt on the Benghazi case, because he's been held in contempt on the Benghazi case for not turning over paperwork.
But he was held in contempt on that.
And nothing has happened. He's held in contempt of Congress.
Means nothing.
And that's exactly right. And that's the point Gohmert was making. And Eric Holder tried to feign that he was concerned. Well, you don't want to go there, buddy. As soon as he said buddy, in my opinion, then at that point it becomes a non-professional. It becomes, okay, you're calling me buddy instead of Mr. Chairman or whatever his position was. I guess I don't need to worry about your position of Attorney General. But of course, what did they do? What happened then? Oh, this is because he's black. Well, he's about the whitest black dude I've ever seen. But he instantly came out, goes to Al Sharpton's network. By the way, Have you, you had to have had quite a hoot, because I know I've had a hoot seeing Al in his terry cloth jumpsuits with that giant bouffant hairdo. Mm-hmm. Looking good,
Al. He's a rat.
He's
a rat.
I kind of wish he
still
looked like that.
I wouldn't want to have the mafia after me, but he's, you know, but the government kind of acting like thugs.
I kind of like one of those jumpsuits. I'd kind of like to get me a terry cloth sweatsuit.
I'd like to see you purple. In one of those, Kurt.
Purple. I could make my hair stand up like his. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be nice. Anyhow, first thing he does is, guess what? Oh, how dare they treat the office of the attorney general? This is basically in less veiled terms. It's because I'm black. The president gets treated with no respect. And guess what? It's because he's black. It's got nothing to do with that.
He never said because he was black.
No,
he
but
just...
that's what they're inferring. He's saying no other president's been treated this way. No other attorney general's been treated this way. And guess what? We're both black.
Bush was hated.
Bush was treated with complete and total disregard.
The shoe.
Mocked. Now, when Bush got a shoe thrown on him, it was 24/7 for 3 days of Bush getting a shoe thrown at him. Some from the back, I can only see the back of her hair, but she looked like a fairly attractive woman, chucked a shoe at Hillary, then put her hands up and tried to walk out, which they did, and they arrested her. But
did they charge her with assault with a deadly weapon? Because, you know, the spiked heels can definitely have...
But here, you know, you got like one little blip. And then they say, oh, but she was so funny in her response. She said, oh, it's a good thing she didn't play. I should say it like she said it. It's a good thing she didn't play softball like me in her very deep voice because she's a typical softball player. You know where I'm going with that, Ruth?
No, I don't.
Oh, if I only could see Ruth's face cringing. Anyhow, I got a kick out of the fact that no one's talking about her getting a shoe. And all he wants to do is make this about race. And that's when you kind of know you've hit a nerve. Because whenever they find that they're in a weak position, the first thing they're going to resort back to is, oh, you don't like me because I'm black. Oh, they don't like our policy because we're black. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the fact that he's asked for these documents. They won't provide them. They selectively provide whatever they want to. They don't provide anything else they don't want to. They politicized the entire process. From what, and nobody will talk about this in the media, they have politicized this from what was proposed and what was promised to be the most transparent presidency of all times. Remember him getting up there?
Not.
They should do an ad where they say, we have requested 1,200 documents from you. You've provided 200. And then they should show on the other side of the screen Obama saying, this will be the most transparent presidency in the history of the world.
Yeah, transparent is a buzzword because they don't do it. And you're left with this good feeling. And that was how everybody voted for President Obama. And that was, you know, we're going to have transparency. We're going to have an open government. We're going to have
all
this kind of
stuff.
And none of that happened. Absolutely. In fact, I have never seen this type of distrust and fear, actually, and anxiety over all these issues that are taking place, not only nationwide, but statewide.
Well, healthcare is next. I'm telling you, Ruth.
The gun runner, Leland Yee, out of San Francisco, and he's going to be running for Secretary of State. This is a guy that was going to be running for Secretary of State.
The irony there, too. San Francisco, restrictive gun place in the state of California. This guy's the gun runner with the Chinese mob.
Yeah.
And by the way, I got nothing bad to say about the Chinese mob. I think they're wonderful people. I don't want them coming after me.
But then you get, you know, Brian Dahl, I love him. I voted for him, love him. On 318 on Carl's show, he says, you know, I really don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about something other than politics and that. He didn't want to talk about it. And then all of a sudden, you get Leland Yee come up, who was going to be a terrorist and selling gun to terrorists. And I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly what talk radio is for, to talk about this stuff, to get people's awareness up, to make people informed.
Ruth, it's going to get worse for the liberals. And so there is, in my opinion, an opportunity for the Republicans to absolutely roll these midterms. Come August, September, October, the current health insurers are going to be sending out their rate changes. And they're talking about the fact that their rate changes are going to be substantial.
40%, I understand.
Now, that, mind you, that's on top of the one person that I referred to before. Their insurance went up by 30% last year. They were still thrilled to death because even though their insurance went up by 30%, which was in excess of $300, their amount they paid went down. Basically, they paid $300. The government paid $800. So that was a pretty good deal for them. So now they're going to get another rate increase. Their rate's still going to go up. So that'll be the question. If it goes up $400, And the government steps in and they pay $300 to $400, the people won't care.
For a couple years only.
But for the people not getting subsidies, although it sounds like that's the minority of them. And by the way, you're right. The subsidies go away after a while. Then the states are responsible
that's
for
right.
them, at which point we really
they're
go bankrupt.
Gonna, yeah, they're not going
to. I think you're going to start to see people have a absolute horrible backlash and they're not able to get into the doctors they want to see.
Well, does it, is it any wonder to you that Catherine Sebelius resigned and that do you have to, now you know why she did because it was all a mess and all this, but I'm thinking the numbers are coming out. I'm thinking they're starting to get the numbers of how many people actually paid.
I don't know because if they knew that, if they knew that the numbers were really going to be bad, wouldn't they wait till those numbers did come out and then they say, you know what, she's been fired for this?
No, I think they're just waiting because they had the deadline and now, and it was a poor rollout and now the Democrats have somebody to blame for all this in their, you
so
know, hey,
it
was a good thing.
You're saying if the numbers are bad now, they'll come out and say, listen, the person that was in charge of it's gone
resigned,
now.
It's
we're
all
moving
good.
Forward. Don't yeah. worry about all that bad stuff.
We're going
and
to
maybe.
Change and do another executive order and it's all going to be good.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'm telling you, I've got a friend who's going through, you know him too, going through trying to get care. And two people actually, one of them, the cancer doctors, there's very few that
yeah,
cooperate.
Yeah, they list a lot of them, but they're actually
that
not.
Was, and they, you know, we've read about those stories. This person
right.
said, I went down the list, Kurt. I called UC Davis. We don't participate. Stanford, we don't participate.
Right.
University of San Francisco, we don't participate. Well, you're on the list. We told them we didn't want to be on the list. They put
that's
us
right.
on there anyhow.
And they get these calls and they have to deal with a flood of calls for this type of stuff, but, it's, at the top of the hour.
Hey,
so.
But the guy from Menendez's buddy down in Florida, Melvin or Melton, billed $21 million or something like that, $200 million to Medicaid this year. That's yeah. the guy who took Menendez from, or yeah, I think it's the guy from New Jersey that was supposedly caught with the prostitutes in Costa Rica that went down on the. He was running for senator. Oh no, this is completely untrue. This is complete.
Once again,
by the way, that guy happened to be the largest. Billing, highest billing Medicaid doctor in the nation.
And guess what?
And he took his senator to Costa Rica and they might have had some fun, but oh no, no, it's not true, it's not true, it's
yeah.
not true. Complete
it's
nonsense.
It's happening everywhere.
And that's why
complete
people don't trust anybody.
Distrust.
You know, question, Ruth? What happens? Who knows? What, really, what's gonna change?
Well, I think the voting, your voting is gonna change.
So.
People have to vote, they have to vote their conscience and you watch, it's gonna be, the Republicans
so.
Are gonna take it.
I hope so because that's what we really need. And you know, you're not going to have the turnout machine because there's not as much money in these midterms as there is in the presidential elections. I'm scared to death they're going to put up Jeb Bush as our candidate
too.
Next time because
please.
As much as I like George Bush as a man, I did not think he was great president for this country, mainly on his tax issues and some of his entitlement issues. I don't think Jeb's any better. I'm a Ted Cruz fan. I'd love to see him get there. He's incredibly smart.
Me, Trey Gowdy or Rand Paul.
Yeah, Trey Gowdy, I'd like you too.
Trey
I like
Gowdy.
Rand Paul too.
Like both of them as the ticket, actually.
I'd love to see Rand Paul and Ted Cruz 1-2. Either way, I don't care which
well,
one's
thank
on
you
top.
Again, Carl and Linda, for having us on.
And thank
enjoy
you, Savannah.
The last couple of days.
It's
thank
been
you,
great
Savannah.
Fun. Hopefully we didn't bore y'all. And
I'll
hopefully
see you
Carl and Linda
will
be back. And you can listen to Ruth all by yourself tomorrow. So thanks again. Have a great day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama has nominated his budget director to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
The president announced a shuffle of leadership at HHS, the resignation of Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, and the nomination of Sylvia Matthews Burwell. He said Sebelius persevered during the troubled rollout of the Obamacare website.
Got it fixed. Got the job done.
And he said Burwell will be a fine successor.
Sylvia is a proven manager, and she knows how to deliver results.
Burwell must be confirmed by the Senate. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, 10 people are dead after a FedEx delivery truck collided with a charter bus carrying high school students yesterday on a Northern California interstate. California Highway Patrol spokeswoman Lacey Hyman calls the accident tragic.
This is the worst accident that I've ever been to the scene of. It's very rare for Northern California.